It is in the character of God to give us deeper experiences on a daily basis. God has a word for you today. Victor Oluwadamilare of the Ecclesia Embassy brings you this life-enhancing teaching. Pay attention.
Jesus, we give you praise this morning. Thank you for the privilege of being alive. And thank you for your grace that is available for us to partake of the life in your word. As we delve into a dimension of the revelation of your word that is most of the time shied away from, Spirit of God, communicate your will to your people this morning. Let everyone under the sound of my voice begin to experience the reality of the revelation gifts in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. You know, as we continue in the revelation of the Spirit of Christ, we must not lose focus of a person, which is Jesus himself. Without Jesus, we can't be talking about his Spirit. You get what I'm trying to say? So Jesus is still the focus of everything. And then when we keep doing that, then we keep experiencing the wholeness and the totality that he has in store for us. At the center of it all is you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. There is power in your name.
It's you that I see.
It's you that I see.
It's
keep a light in the darkness.
Lift up your two hands one more time. Faith in your heart, say,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep a light in the darkness.
My God. Thank you, Lord. Now, as we were singing just now, the Lord said we should sing one song. Now, hear this. Sing that song with a reality, he said. As you sing it with faith, it will go ahead and settle the things you didn't ask him for. Are you hearing me? I just heard that just now. As you sing into faith, it will go ahead and settle that which you didn't plan for. Are you ready? Sing it with faith. Sing with every sense of aggression in your spirit, knowing fully well that you are singing with a target. I get what I'm trying to say. Oh, Nisha.
You are the God of awesome.
turn towards this altar. Bible said, knowing that he ever liveth to bear witness of the things that he alone doeth. My God and my King, I've honored you by following that instruction that they should sing that song. Right now I ask you, Jesus, let there be not less than 50 testimonies produced through this song. For as many as believe it, it's happening to you before the close of tomorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give Jesus your big hand of praise. Please, you may be seated, God's people. It's my joy again to welcome you to church, celebrating every one of you for such a great time with the Lord. All right, we want to begin today the revelation gifts. I'd already given you a prelude into these gifts. According to that 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul showed to us 9 as he could mention. And like I've said before, again and again, there are more than that. And then, yet again, it was clear that, or it has been clear that is a dimension of our spiritual realities that believers have not been brought into. And the Holy Spirit said, it's time for us to engage it. Now, hear me, friends. Anything that is taught is touched. Whatever is revealed can be received. Are you getting what I'm trying to? So the essence of all this, again, by God, is to ensure that you begin to walk consciously in the realities of this. Enough of living like a blind bat. The bat is already blind, then it's not a blind bat again. Are you getting me, Prof? Enough of it. And I'm going to be as slow as I can and be very real, because most of the time it has been communicated to few of you that you have heard or probably read, and then it's still fictitious. You still see it as, oh, you need to be spooky. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's a daily living. It's a daily living, as simple as don't eat indomie. Eat bread. As simple as don't buy from that woman, buy from this woman. As simple as your car key is missing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? As simple as there's just a nudging that a particular person in your office, your spirit does not flow. Oh, are you getting what I'm trying to say? So don't do it, because I can't be assuming that I'm talking to some men of God online. I can't be assuming that I'm talking to people that are called into ministry. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? As simple as that. And remember last week, I showed to us, he said, these things are for our profiting. So it's for your profit. And the Bible said, every believer has it. So, friends, you need to accept this reality and consciously begin to walk in it. Let's read that scripture together. Open your Bibles, everyone. I'm going to encourage Ecclesians, please return back to bringing your Bibles to church. Is that okay? Because we're showing them on the screen is not actually a reason why you should not come to church with your own personal Bible. So I'm going to be very generous to ensure that we read from our Bibles from King James. Is that okay? Since that will be the universal version. But it doesn't matter the version you are having as your own personal Bible. Read it from there. Just make sure you're reading from your Bible. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. And then we'll take it from verse 1 to verse 11. Glory to God. Please, let me tell your neighbor, have you opened it? If your neighbor has a Bible and cannot, please help that neighbor. Glory to God. I can just imagine someone holding a tab, and then the neighbor that has hard copy Bible is still asking, can you open it? So why did you bring the tab? to pose or what, or to snap selfie. Praise God. Okay, friends, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 from verse 1 to 11. Blessed assurance. Jesus is ours in this place forever. Okay, shall we read together slowly but loud? Everyone, one, two, go. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Finally, verse 11. But all these worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. I decree this Spirit's manifestations in their diversities will find expression in your lives in Jesus' name. So yet again, we divided them into three classes. One, the revelation gifts; two, the power gifts; and then three, the inspirational gifts, because that is the best way to get you to know them and get them absorbed into your spirit. This morning, we are looking at the revelation gifts, which are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. Are you with me, somebody? Okay, let's begin today. I want you to pray for yourself. Can you pray for yourself? Holy Spirit, why I'm asking you to pray for yourself is this. The last verse of that 1 Corinthians chapter 12 said, but covet earnestly the best gift. What he's saying in essence is not really that, though it means that there are some of them that are the best. You will soon understand yourself. I don't even need to pose to you which one you think is the best. But what it means in essence is this: covet earnestly the best gift that is suitable for you at a given circumstance. You will not need the gift of prophecy when you need to minister healing to someone. What do you need at that time? The gift of healing. Is it making sense, sir? Are you getting me? Okay, don't let me go into what the three I'm going to say today. You will not need the gift of interpretation of tongues if there's no diverse kinds of tongues. Are you getting what I'm trying to say, somebody? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, so for every given particular situation and circumstance, the Spirit of the Lord is saying through Apostle Paul, you should desire the gift manifestation that is suitable for that circumstance. Are you with me, somebody? Very profound and very clear. So pray for yourself. Holy Spirit, I desire something new from you today. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. It's a desire. It's a desire. Because it's available. It's available. It's real. It's available. It's strong. It's available. As many as desire it. The Holy Spirit is so wonderful and generous to make it happen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. All right, let's begin. Just as the word is revelation. So, these three gifts that have been exposed to us, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern of spirit, brings you into revelation. Meaning, this manifestation of the spirit of this gift always cause you to experience things to be revealed to you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Now, I'm going to start with the word of knowledge, and you will soon understand why I need to start with the word of knowledge. What is the word of knowledge? This is not knowledge. This is not natural knowledge. Please take note of that. This is the word of knowledge that is given by the Holy Spirit. So it brings you into a supernatural knowing. Your physical, mental, intelligence level cannot produce this in your life. Cannot. Cannot. So the word of knowledge is your supernatural insight into knowing of things. Supernatural insight into the knowing of things. You just know by the Spirit of God. You know certain things beyond you about people, about places, about an agenda in the present or the past. Take note of that. And that is the emphasis. In the present or the past. Supernatural knowings of things, people, places, situations, in the present or the past. Very clear about that. Don't forget that. In the present or the past. And what God does is to bring you to the knowing of it as He wills. He chooses to offer you some one or two knowledge as He wills. Are you with me, somebody? Very important. Very crucial. Please don't forget this. Never do. So it is beyond you. Permit me again. I'm so slow today because I need you to get it and operate in it forever. It is beyond you. It's not your reasoning. This word of knowledge has got nothing to do with your mental faculty. Suddenly, the Lord, by His own preference, decides to let you know what had happened in the past that you are not aware of. He also brings you to a revealed or an exposed thing concerning just now. Just now. Are you getting what I'm trying to tell somebody? As simple as what happened this morning. The Lord said, if we sing this song, just when, sir, now. So it is not fabricated. I didn't come up from there and I got it just now. So are you with me? Are you get what I'm trying to say? Some people came, they said they wanted to get married. And then as they were talking, the Holy Spirit just boom. And they were telling each other that. And then I said, wait, woman, did you tell this man that you have a relationship with an Elijah who is sleeping with you and is giving you money? I mean, Ecclesia. I'm talking about Ecclesia here. I get what I'm trying to say. And then the person put the head down.
word of knowledge. It just brought me into the knowing. Are you, sir, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Just now, on the spot, we'll look at some instances in the scripture, but I want to be as practical as I can. You just know. There's a knowing in your heart. And I will show you how that often happens. There's just a knowing in your heart. It's not about you. It's not about what you fabricated. I get what I'm trying to say, somebody. It's not about what you concocted. You just know that this is what has happened and this is what is happening. Take note. Past, present, not future. Are you getting me, somebody? You see, friends, if we can simply understand this in its simplest dimension, then you'll find yourself first walking in it naturally henceforth, and then two, you will now discover that you have actually been walking in it and you did not know. Have I communicated to someone today right now? Okay, so this is what actually I've been, because understand, when it's got to do with spiritual realities, what you don't know, you can't experience. So what I'm triggering right now is that suddenly knowings, unusual knowings, will begin to flow in your life. Why is this thing not working? Present solution will come. You with me, somebody? Where did I misplace my keys? My phone. Before just getting up and down and being wasteful in your time and your strength. Holy Spirit, where's my phone? I remember some times ago, I can't remember what, but I'm just trying to give you some specific ones. It's just, I'm trying to look for something natural, but some times ago, there was a particular pen I was looking for, and then I kept it in the middle of a particular book, and I needed my secretary to bring it to the sanctuary. Service was on. And I had a lot of books with files, with other memos right there on my table and by my shelf. Then as I was trying to explain to him, he just brought the book to me and where the pen is, right there. So I told him, right now, the book is in this place. The pen is in just at the back of it. The back, I get what I'm trying to, just pick it up and come. As simple as that. So do you understand? Then go and bring my pen. And then it will scatter the whole office. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ. You will begin to be exposed to the things that you ought to have known and know in Jesus' name. Yeah. For instance, there's an issue in your office. And a problem has to be solved. Don't forget, any problem you are facing is because of what had happened in the past. It is what had happened in the past that results to a present problem. Word of knowledge. I get what I'm trying to say. As a student, you are face to face with a particular dissolving of a mathematical equation. The spirit of the word of knowledge will bring you into exposing it clearly. Are you getting me? Price. As simple as what normally happens also, the word of God is on and then a particular scripture comes on board. What is that? Word of knowledge. Not knowledge. Not, hear me, sir. Not knowledge that I searched the scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is the word of knowledge on the spot. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Suddenly,
You are to witness to someone, and blessed be God, we are still in a season of rescue mission. You are to witness to someone, a loved one, or someone unsaved out there. And then in the heat of it, the Holy Spirit begins to give you a specific, because understand, the approach you use to witness to one may not be the one you must use to witness to two. Do you understand? That's why you can't afford to go to the field being so stereotyped. It's always an approach. There's always an approach. And the Holy Spirit will reveal to you, and the Bible says, as he wills. We just read that. As he wills. As he wills. Am I talking to someone? Very important. You see, friends, when you understand this, it just makes your daily living. So, the spirit of the word of knowledge is actually for your daily living. Daily living. So you live life as if nothing is happening. Because you are being communicated to by the Holy Spirit, because you admit that you need his guidance. You need his help. You need his direction over any matter. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I told you some times ago, 1999 precisely, when I finished serving, Lord, what will you have me do? And the Lord said, go and start babbing. Follow this. And then, as I was walking on that street, he said, go and start babbing. He said, get to that woman. There's a deaconess. She has a shop. A babbing salon. Do you understand? On the spot. I got to know on the spot. So, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you getting me? That is word of water. Knowledge. Because don't forget what the Holy Spirit does. The Bible says it will guide you into how many truth? All truth. Are you with me, somebody? We came into Abuja 4 years, 7 months ago. And then, Claire, the land. It was time to move. I told you, I said to you on that day, we are moving. It's December 2019. I stand before you again to repeat. I only told you we are moving to Asokoro. I don't know where. And immediately I said it, the Holy Spirit. Are you, do you understand what I'm trying to say? We're sitting down here today because there was a motion of the word of knowledge, although I'm going to connect it to the next one later, the next one, which is the word of wisdom, because oftentimes they walk pari passu. You get what I'm trying to say? So you don't live your life in guesses, because life is too costly to be guessing. And like I said, I challenge you. Those of you that pick a job and drop it, and pick a job and drop it, it can't be God. You are dreaming life out of yourself. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You're taking this step today, you change the step tomorrow. It can't be God. God is not an author of confusion. Every movement of God moves his people worse forward. It will take the Holy Spirit for you to live and walk in accuracies. Because the Holy Spirit has that capacity to bring you into it. He will reveal things to you concerning the past and the present decision to make now. So you can't be confused. Are you with me, somebody? All right, let's see one or two examples from the scriptures. You won't miss it again. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, thank you. Acts chapter 9. Permit me to take one Old Testament, one New Testament. Is that okay? So I can move to the next one. Is that okay? All right. Acts chapter 9. from verse 10 to verse 18. So I haven't said what I said. Let's see from the scripture. Is that okay? This was a story before them. A prelude was how Paul was converted from Saul to Paul on the road to Damascus to persecute and then ensure the execution, the killings of many other Christians. And Jesus appeared to him on his sojourn and said, hey, you can't kick against the pricks, meaning you can't be contradicting my will. You can't stand against your own destiny. Paul was raised to rescue people like the Damascans, and he's the one now marshalling their killings. Do you understand? So what Jesus said was a very proverbial word or phrase. You can't kick against the pricks. A simpler version says you can't hit your leg on the barbed wire. I mean, you can imagine what happens, sir? Blisters. You are damaging yourself. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Okay, so let's run through this together, church. Acts chapter 9 from verse 10 to verse 18. Shall we? 1, 2, go. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold. Now, that is for you to now take a leap on that. The word of knowledge can come through vision, can come through dreams. And I decree right now, every contrary dreams, demonic dreams, are silenced in Jesus' name.
Amen.
They can come through inward witness. I will talk about that if the Lord will permit me. Is that okay? Vision, dreams, knowings. Is that okay? But this one came through a vision. Ananias was a man of God. And then the Lord appeared to him in a vision. Is that okay? So let's read verse 11. Let's go on, friends, now. Okay, let's go. Want to go? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. Huh? He prayeth, present continuous, meaning right now, where is Paul?
Street.
He's praying where? In a street called Straight. In the house of one called. Am I talking? Are you getting what I'm trying, somebody? Do you understand? On the spot. Is it making sense, somebody? Okay, let's go on, friends. Verse 12. Read, everyone, want to go? And I've seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him. So what was happening to even Paul himself? He was operating the same thing. Is it making sense, somebody? Just remember something. Good man. Okay. Let's go on. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So let's read verse 13. Want to go, everybody? And Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. Let's flow on. Let's flow on. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. Verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Verse 16. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Amazing. in and out, another gift is playing here. I will show him how great things he will suffer for my name's sake. Something is already playing. We'll look at that very soon. Is that okay? Let's flow. Good. Verse 17, everybody. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Verse 18, finally, brethren. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales and received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Did you get that? Very clear. On the spot, this is what is happening. On the spot, this is the step to take. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? On the spot also, Jesus was telling Ananias, this is what had happened to Saul. And this is his condition. And you get what I'm trying to say? People of God, glory to God. Okay? All right. Let me give you one story from the Old Testament. Ooh. Okay. I'm going to do 2 Kings chapter 5. No, I won't do it because of time. I'm going to do 1 Samuel chapter 9. I'll do 2 Kings chapter 5, second service. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Okay? And that was the story of how Saul became king. But that is the encapsulated story. But the in thing we want to pick up here was how his father's assets were lost. And his own personal assistant said, well, let's go look for it. And then after they've gone looking for whatever, Saul said, is there no seer in the land that we can know the mind of God, where this thing is? Because in those days, and I will say this to help you as a believer, in those days, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is always upon a certain person. You get what I'm trying to say? Upon, not in. The Holy Spirit came into everyone when Jesus left. He said, I will send the Holy Spirit. It will be in you and abide with you. We've looked at that before. Is that okay now? So all through the Old Testament, you will now hear the word, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, upon Elijah, upon Elijah, upon Moses. So now in the land of Israel, there was always a prophet, or as it were, a seer. He sees. So Saul said, is there no seer so that we can ask him to show us where the asses of my own dad is? And then as that was requested, the messenger said, there's one called Samuel. He's an honorable man. Why? The Bible said, because all his words never falls to the ground. Is always accurate. What a dimension. I mean, you do understand that kind of level. He's called honorable, not because he greets people, not because they brought him into office of honorable so, because his words are accurate. Are you with me? That's a dimension. And then, hear me? And then Saul said, you know, we can't go before a man of God empty. So let's take something. And as they got there, God said, that is the captain. Word of knowledge. That's the captain of my people that you're going to anoint. Are you with me, somebody? That is the one I'm going to use. I'm just summarizing for you because I need to go to the next one. Is that okay? And then, amazing. When he was now anointed, statement, amazing statement. He said, even your father's ass you're looking for has been found. What led him to the man of God? The loss of the asses. But amazingly, he met destiny. May you meet destiny today. And then beyond what he was asking for, he got, and what he was looking for. Let's look at verse 20 very smartly so we can just read one out of that. Okay. And as for, that is, he had just finished telling him that, hey, destiny is upon your life. For someone now, let me bring it to your knowing, sir. For someone, you may think that something had happened against you, but it's working for your good. Yeah. Did you hear what I said? You understand? And that's why the Bible said all things work together for good. Everything. Always see God in the midst of anything. Anything in your life. So that scripture said, it said, as for thine asses that were lost for how many days, sir? 3 days. And they were looking. Hear me, sir. The Bible said even his own father was looking for him. Go and look for my lost asses. Even son too was lost. It says, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. For they are what, sir? Found. And, well, that's that. Now, hear this. And he got back home, asses were there. Maybe I should say something to someone here. In the name of Jesus, what you've lost for 3 days specifically, you will recover in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you get back home, they are found in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God. I say glory to God. Now, let me bring something strong here. Let me just drop this into your spirit. One strong way that the Holy Spirit communicates this word of knowledge to you is not through your mind. It's through your spirit. And that's why I always keep emphasis. Be careful of what you're hearing. Because understand, your mind is the door to your spirit. Write it down, sir. Your mind is the door to your spirit. I am not getting fire again. You can't get fire. Your mind is already affected. So, do you understand? There's no leeway again. Are you with me, somebody? Your mind is the door to your spirit. So, the Holy Spirit brings us into the word of knowledge, even word of wisdom, but not discernment of spirit, because that one is strong. Is that okay? By what I call divine or inner knowings, inner nudgings, inner witness. Preferably simplest scripture is Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. The spirit, capital S, bears witness with our spirit, small s, our own spirit. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, please. That we are. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The spirit bears witness. You just have a witness in your spirit that this is it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Without necessarily being spooky. So, oh, I feel something. You just have a witness. Because understand, it's a spirit impression. The Holy Spirit just place an impression in your spirit that this is it. I get what I'm trying to say, somebody. Very important. And that is why, again, why your spirit must be. You must guard it. Safeguard your spirit. Are you with me, somebody? Especially in a very, very terrible generation of ours. Safeguard your spirit. Because it will make you lose many things that the Holy Spirit can do with you and in your life. Number two is the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. Yet again, this is not wisdom. This is not ordinary wisdom. It's not simple wisdom. Before I even say anything about the word of wisdom, let me establish this. The difference between the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom is very simple. The word of knowledge talks about the past and the present. The word of wisdom talks about the future. Is that okay now? The word of wisdom reveals to you the future happening. What will happen in the future? As simple as that. So God's plan, God's purpose are exposed to you concerning the future. You just know what the future holds. Speaks of the future. So as it were, the word of wisdom is the divine revelation by the Spirit of God concerning God's plan for the future. Is that okay? Divine revelation by the Spirit of God concerning God's plan for the future. Divine revelation by the Spirit of God concerning God's plan for the
future. Word of wisdom also, very important, and this is key, is that you don't just come to a knowing. Oftentimes, it comes to solve a bugging problem or a very complex situation. Oftentimes, the word of wisdom comes to solve a problem. So one of the things that the word of wisdom brings into your life is solutions. To come out of a particular challenge, come out of a particular predicament, solutions. Your boss told you to do a thing, and you don't know the way out. What occurs here? Spirit of the word of wisdom, help me. I get what I'm trying to say. And that was what Jesus operated in John chapter 6, when he fed 5,000 men. Outside women and children. Do you understand? What do we have? Simple knowledge. We have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. What can this do? But the Bible said, this he asks for himself. He has known what to do. The word of wisdom had been in operation. That's why immediately he said that. He said, hey, tell them to sit down in clusters. I get what I'm trying to say. Clear. That God had opened him up to what will happen and had given him the solution to that problem on the spot. Are you with me, somebody? Glory to God. For instance, your finances that have been spiraled out, you're just having challenges, you know, one way or the other, you're wasteful. And then you're gradually getting it into bankruptcy. So the question is, oh, spirit of the word of wisdom, what am I to do? I remember when Ecclesiastes started. Because I gave everything to start the walk. And then after a while, I discovered that my finances were beat tight. And the Lord gave me 2-3 instructions. This, pam. Since then, flows. Unalloyed, flows. Word of wisdom. And in the heat of that, he said, if you consistently do this, it will not cease. But take note, it will cease at a particular time. In some time to come, because I will need you to begin to consider this for your own income to flow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, I'm telling you this now. It has not ceased. It's not this time. But I'm already making that. I'm seeing that already. That, hey, he has already given me a word of wisdom. A complex situation. He has brought solution. And he's telling me what lies ahead of me. Are you, sir? Do you understand what I'm saying? So that when men are being cast down, you will say there's a lifting up. Yeah. Because you know what to do ahead of you. So it's real. It's real. 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a word of wisdom and then began to remind me of what lies ahead of my children. And then I saw that. So I saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Obstacle will come at this season of their life. I know what God said to me. Build a system around them. Also, do what, sir? Build a system around them. If you do that, you will save yourself of the impending. And we'll just look at something like that in Acts 27, just to give an instance of a New Testament. Is that okay? I'm trying to. Do you understand? You see, if you paid attention to the details of God, you won't regret. Don't play joke with the things that God is telling you. Are you with me, somebody? Glory to God. There's always a way out. Someone say, I got the way out now. Lift up your heart and say, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I have wisdom to come out of every crisis of my life by the help of the Spirit of the Word of Wisdom. From this day, I will get jobs done and I will not fail in the name of Jesus. All right, let me give you one new, one old Holy Ghost. Thank you now. Okay. I'm not going to read it, but I'm just going to bring you into it, to the light of it. In Genesis chapter 6, from verse 13 to verse 18. NLT will be sweeter for you, so I can get the details. And that's what about Noah. Now God said he's going to destroy the whole earth and give Noah specific. Do you understand? Specifics. How he needed to build a structure that never been built, that even when the water comes, it won't overwhelm it. Amazing. Are you with me, somebody? Glory to God. So he brought him into what the future owed to, and he gave him the solution to overcome the challenge of the future. I get what I'm trying to say. Good. Now, in Acts chapter 27, concerning Paul the Apostle, where we got that popular statement, there shall be no loss, there shall be no loss, there shall be no loss. It was the operation of the Spirit of the Word of Wisdom that brought that into being. Just to make it very brief, from verse 21 to verse 25, the Bible made us to understand that, okay, let's read it. Let's read it so that we can see the plane both of word of knowledge and word of wisdom at the same time. Shall we read together? Everybody, one, two, go. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and have not lost from Crete. And to have gained this arm and loss, because he had told them ahead that this will happen, but they didn't take note of what he said. But go on, friends, verse 22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. Clear. You will suffer devastation of the sheep. You will lose the sheep, but you won't lose your lives. Did you see that, sir? Good. Let's go on to verse 23. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. So you can understand where that statement, whose I am, whom I serve. Okay. Okay. 24. Go. Saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God had given thee all them that sail with thee. Did you see that, sir? Hey, do you understand, sir? I get what I'm trying to say. Now, God is bringing him into a reality that because you are on this journey, everyone attached to you will not die. And I decree that for your sake, every member of your family is exempted from the horror of the enemy. Yeah. Let that amen be stronger, please. Yeah. And verse 25 said, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. And the end of the story is very clear. That was what happened. Shipwreck, damaged totally. But not one soul went by it. Word of wisdom. Giving specific direction out of a disaster that is to happen ahead and solution thereof. I decree in the name of Jesus, in the midst of that complication in your life, God is showing you the way out in Jesus' name. Amen. Number three is the discerning of spirit. I'm going to rush this one, though it's more complex than that. The discerning of spirits. If you take note, that it's S. Is that okay, sir? Because it has got nothing to do with the Holy Spirit here. Spirit. And spirit is threefold here. Number one, demonic spirit. Number two, angels. Number three, human spirit.
I'll take my time to expose that second service, please. Because I still need you to pray. Because the Bible says covet. So we have communicated the word. So we need to covet it. Father, I walk in this. I operate in this. You get what I'm trying to say? The word discern means to perceive by seeing or hearing. You know things by seeing or hearing. Discerning of spirit. The simplest definition I can give you is supernatural sensitivity to issues, timings, places, people. You walk into a place, you just know that something is wrong here. And that's what, you need the discerning of spirit. How can you pack into a compound that ultimately has drained your life? And you are a believer and your eyes is open. How can you put your, as a business person, you need discerning of spirit? Because there are some people you hand over your money to and your money is gone forever. I mean, that was a prophetic intervention for Brother Kenny. That will be the end. It's not everything that glitters that is gold, sir. Good man can assert. When people come offering this, or people come, okay, for instance, probably in the workforce, I just fast forward, bam, Lord, reveal to me. Including those that have gone. 2-3 of them, I told them, I said, sit down, this is what the Lord told me. I give them scripture. You will be substituted. Give them specifics. I said, now I have revealed to you. It's now your business to cancel it or work on it. But they didn't. Ask him. In fact, one of them, God said, you are very stupid. Why did you give him that full detail? I gave him 5 scriptures. And I told him what will happen. They said, no, that will happen. And it happened exactly verbatim. So what do you want me to do? I should not be stupid. Discerning of spirit. At least right in this church, there are still about 5 people who would have joined work for. And I say, you can't. Because you would miss somebody. So it brings you into the realm of the spirit. Don't forget what I said. Three operations. Demonic spirit. Because angels are spirit. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7. The Bible says angels are spirit. And then human spirit. Human spirit, oftentimes, you walk into a person and then you know this person has a spirit of anger. It's not necessarily demonic. Oh, this person had the spirit of covetousness, very greedy, very covetous. He wants everything to himself. So when you take things from them, they react. Do you understand? So do you understand? You become spiritually sensitive. You walk into an atmosphere, this place is wrong. Something is wrong. The sign of spirit will help you. When suddenly armed robbers are to strike in a place, you step out 2 seconds after it happens. The sign of spirit. Hey, don't eat that food. Hey, don't make that transaction. Are you with me, my brothers and sisters in the Lord? You will need it. I'm going to read one scripture for that. Is that okay? So we can pray. Acts chapter 13. In the name of Jesus, every operation that is contrary to the will of God upon your life is cursed to the roots now. Yeah. Discerning of spirit. You just know. So, are you get what I'm trying to say? Now, let me say this here, friends. Let me say this here. You see, you must desire it. Everything about the things of the spirit is what you must desire. You must desire it. I couldn't have been standing here telling you this if I have not desired it at a young age. Lord, I cannot be that one that will be looking for men of God to give me direction. To the glory of God, I'm standing here. The dimensions I entered with, that when God someone make begin to say something, he said, Victor, did God tell you before? I said, yes, sir. When I say God's servant, for those of you that hear me for the first time, I'm talking about Bishop David Oyedepo. Sir, do you understand? You must desire this thing and stop living a careless life. Are you with me,
Maybe somebody. Very strong, very true. I've told you again and again, there's nothing happening here that I'm aware. There's nothing. Human being, anything, there's nothing I'm aware. And I trade on these strong so that I don't allow them to talk to me. The people that are close to me, I don't allow them. But I'll tell them, hey, this is going to happen. This person is going to do this. Take note. So they're not caught unaware. Ah, so it's gone. The person is gone. There's something wrong. Are you with me, somebody? I decree in the name of Jesus, you will never be kept in the dark over the personal matters of your life again. Amen. Let's run through this. Acts chapter 13, from verse 6 to verse 12, Holy Ghost. I'm going to rush it, friends, so please permit me just to give you an idea of what this is about. It's Elymas the sorcerer. He thought he could get the power of God through whatever. Say, and when they had gone through the house of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name is Bar Jesus, or was Bar Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also called Paul, filled the spirit of the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Oof. And said, all full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil. You know, there are some people you treat like that, though. One of the things about the sign of spirit is that you can see it in their eyes. You just know. Something is wrong here. And that's why sometimes under Holy Ghost ministration, maybe in Gilgal, any other place, you just say, you devil, out of here. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying the person is possessed, but the person is being oppressed by his spirit. You know what I said? A child of God cannot be possessed. He's oppressed by his spirit. Sometimes you walk into a place and there's a smell, because demon smells. And my level, I can detect three smells, and I know the kind of demon operating. That's a message for another day. So, error. They have their foul smell. So the others, I decree it. You become spiritually sensitive. Yeah. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So you look into the eyes. Hey, stop that. Get out of here. And that's oftentimes those oppressed by that, by any evil spirit, they can't look into some heights, because they know it's not possible. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because of contact. Maybe there's contact, something begins to react. Are you with me? Friends, these are realities. In a world of deception and manipulation, these are realities. Someone can be saying something and just know that this is a lie. On the spot, lie. And it's trying to make you true. Lie. I get what I'm trying to. Now, let's try and finish this. So, verse 11 said, and now behold, the hand of God is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. Immediately that happened to him, mist and darkness came upon him, and then, bam, they led him off blind. Now, what had happened? Paul, by the discerning of spirit, knew that something was, don't forget, the deputy governor, Sergius Paulus, was ready to receive the word of God. But as it were, a man who was his ally, close to him, was operating in the spirit of sorcery. Do you understand? With an evil spirit, was trying to counter the flow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's as simple as even you're witnessing to someone, and that person next to him, they say, please excuse me, please, just keep quiet. And you just pull that person out. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh, you have sagacity like me. Shut my head. Now, out. Get out of here. Shut up. And then talk to the person. So, do you understand? And of course, he wanted to manifest, say, blindness. Please don't go and make someone blind. I didn't say that to. I get what I'm trying to say? Wanted to manifest blindness. Can I ask a question?
Of all these three, which one do you think you need most? I agree with you, because I didn't even say much about it. We need the discerning of spirit. A man of God walked into this place when Ecclesia, we already walked in, and then began to speak. And the Lord said, if he comes, and even you give him mic to say hello to people, that's the end. Yeah, do you understand what I'm saying? I get what I'm trying to. Someone came in. Someone came into this place. While I was worshiping God that day, I saw the person that will come and is going to come with money that he wants to sow seed into the church. And if that is done, that's the end. So I don't know. I just knew that I drew James Bond that day. And just at the gate, that's when he came. He came with the bike. Abi, he came with the bike. And so I said, oh, this church, I just, the Lord said, I should sow a seed. I say, woe be your seed. Carry it away. Say, this church, can you come? Only for later, we got to know. It goes from church to church. If they receive that seed, that's the end of the finance of the church. Rise to your feet. I would have loved to say more than this, but I can't even also because I need your spiritual maturity. Lift up your two hands and thank God. Give God thanks. Give God praise. Please don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. That's where your miracle begins. Thank him. 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 Father, we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Now, if you're here, you are not born again, this cannot be part of yours. The beginning of everything like of this kind is salvation. Jesus saved me. Jesus forgive me. You can't be eating with the devil and still want to take from the Lord's pot of nice stew. Is that okay? So settle with God first, and then you can begin to operate good meal from the Lord's table. If you're here under the sound of my voice this morning and you're not born again, please ensure that you get that done now. Just pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, this morning I surrender all to you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Today, my sins are forgiven and I am born again. Amen. Now, you pray that prayer with me right now for your salvation. Let me see your hand up. You pray that prayer with me for your salvation. Let me see your hand up wherever you are in any of the annexes. God bless you. God bless you. Keep that hand up. Let me see your hand up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you're all the officials that are there, please hand over the slip to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Immediately after the service, someone will be welcoming you just at the entrance. Please ensure that you listen to them as you remain blessed forevermore in Jesus' name. I'm going to give you 1 minute. Lord, I desire this gift, that gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. Covet earnestly the best gift. Lift up your voice. It has been preached, so grace is available. It has been preached, so grace is available. Lift up your voice. Desire it. Desire it. The reason why God communicated this is because it must happen. It's because it is available. It's because he wants your life to be better. So desire it, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Father, I operate in the word of knowledge. You begin to bring me into the insight of the past and of my present. Jesus, I crave for the word of wisdom. Reveal to me what lies ahead and the solutions and the ways and the paths and the decisions to make. Master, I enjoy the discerning of spirit. In the name of Jesus, I discern both good and evil. I know I am sensitive to know what to do per time. I am sensitive to know the steps to take per time. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Now I decree by the authority of God, that which has been communicated to you by the Spirit of Jehovah is imparted into your spirit now. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. Each may be seated. Let's give him praise. Let's honor him and bless him. Most High God, we thank you. Most High God, we celebrate you. Most High God, we adore you. You alone are worthy to be praised, worthy to be glorified, and worthy to be exalted. In Jesus' precious name. Look up, everybody. Look up. All that you need to do is one acknowledgement to consciousness. Acknowledge that what? The Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit walks in you. He speaks. Acknowledge that what? He has that which he is to do. And this is among many that is to do. To bring you into word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the sign of spirits. I get what I'm trying to say. Two, now be conscious of it. Consciousness begin by, hey, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Holy Spirit, you don't need to say it out. Holy Spirit, let him really know that you depend on him. Because it's a growth, sir. I get what I'm trying to say. It's a growth process. Can I help you? You may fail once in a while, but after a while you can't. I remember I finished Bible school in Canaan land, and someone ran after me with a very beautiful cake, and I received it. Just, sir, you'll be a blessing. Take this. I received it. And in the car, the Holy Spirit said to me, don't eat it. Follow me. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. Immediately, I saw the person. I knew something was right. I didn't even call it from him, but I said, give it to this person. Don't eat it. But trust Ojukwukwuru. Covetousness. On getting home, the cake looks panimorous. Oh, panimora. Very, very, very sweet. Very, very magnetic. Oh, my God. Was so, you understand? So, this cake, I said, eat it. You know what happened, sir? They all ate it. Don't eat it. You don't. You know what happened? As I dropped the cake into my mouth, suddenly I discovered that, swallowed it, as it were, like a hook. For a few days, I couldn't, one, breathe well. Two, I couldn't even preach. So anything I take in plus water. And the Holy Spirit said, but I warned you, don't eat it. What will it cost you, boy? I'm sorry. So I paid the price. Lado, Sheka, have mercy. I swear. If I don't even tell me if I feel, I won't try it. Are you with me, somebody? So you can fail. I get what I'm trying to say. You can fail. But what I'm saying is this. If we fail, keep trying. Keep doing it again. Keep asking the Holy Spirit to give you more clarity. Sometimes it can be a very tough decision. Stay clear of this. Don't allow this. Don't bring this person in. Sir, you get what I'm trying to say? Like that, it just makes your life easy and your life beautiful. It can come in dreams. It can come in interpretation of dream. It can come in vision. It can come in knowings. It can come even by a child just doing something. Do you understand? Just be sensitive. And that's what I want to pray for you for. Divine sensitivity. Because there are many things that those people have already told you in terms of the past or the present and the future. And then things happening around and you're not aware. I therefore decree, in the name of Jesus, my God, you that gave me the honor to communicate to these great people today, I'm asking on their behalf that their spiritual sensitivity shall come to the high. Every dullness of your spirit is arrested now. Amen. It is well with you. Amen. In Jesus' precious name.
We believe you took note of the key lessons in this audio resource material, and much more, you are ready to take steps in line with all you just heard. It will delight us to be a part of your growth process. Worship with us at the Ecclesia Embassy, Guzape Asokoro Extension, Abuja, or reach out to us today on 080-3400-7867 or 090-600-9500. You can also find and join our online community at Ecclesia Embassy on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.